The whole reason we do these meetings, Frank, is so I can get accurate information from you.
I always said it was going to be close.
Then why did every article I read yesterday say the leadership was confident the bill would pass?
Do you know Jeanine Skorsky?
She used to be the Herald's White House correspondent.
I remember Jeanine.
She wrote an article for Slugline reporting a verified vote count. And once the media got a hold of that, it went everywhere. And I don't know where she got that number. Maybe she made it up.
It doesn't matter if she made it up. The Democrats seem divided. The leadership looks incompetent.
But compared to the budget and our Education Act, why, this was a minor bill, sir.
That happened to be in the national spotlight, which is what you wanted.
I got the count wrong. It rarely happens, but it happens.
See, what worries me is that the White House's influence isn't translating into support on the Hill. Linda's involvement had no effect?
I wouldn't say that that's the case, sir.
Did you sense any pushback, any fallout from the education battle?
So the truth is, I wasn't there. I had to make a trip to California to meet the provost of Stanford for my son. I told you about it last week.
It was my decision, sir. I made a judgment call that we could pass the bill without her help. But look, tight votes like this, you can analyze them to death. But at the end of the day, we came up short. That's my fault. No one else's, certainly not Linda's.
I shouldn't have gone. The meeting didn't even work.
I thought you said they were reconsidering.
No, I got an email this morning. They decided not to overturn the admissions decision.
Oh, Christ, I'm sorry, Linda.
Yeah, not a great day so far, but I appreciate your covering for me in there.
There may be a way to turn Linda's bad luck into my good fortune. But first, I must deal with treason within the ranks. The two renegades who voted against the bill. I have zero tolerance for betrayal, which they will soon indelibly learn.
I know why you lost the vote. Somebody got to Vandenberg and Abrams.
Remy Danton.
Your wife. I've got contacts on both their staffs. There was a meeting between the three of them.
I know. I arranged it.
She told them to vote no.
No, not true.
Sources on two different staffs saying the exact same thing?
That makes no sense.
I'm not telling you what makes sense. I'm telling you facts. This is a juicy story, Francis. Carly will love it. The majority whip's wife stabs him in the back.
Be careful, Zoe.
I'm feeding you. Now you have to feed me. So give me something better.
Are you going to answer my question? Did she or didn't she? Tell me now, or so help me God. My mission in life to not only destroy your careers, but to obliterate all hope and happiness that you managed to cling to.